Hello, friends. Welcome back to another episode. My voice is going to sound like this because I caught my daughter's spring cold last week, and I don't know, I just still sound like this. It's kind of a mess. We're going to keep today's episode short and sweet because I feel like the longer I talk, the worse my voice is going to sound and the worse I'm going to feel tomorrow. So I apologize, but I really wanted to get today's episode out there and share it with you. We're talking about how you can get your kids to start helping out around the house and just sort of like age-appropriate toddler chores for your kids to get involved in, because I think it's just really important that your kids feel some sort of connection and responsibility in their home. There's a quote from a Jewish parenting book that I read earlier this year that says, quote, "The lessons that we instill by insisting that our children do mundane tasks may very well be the ones that stay with them the longest, helping them to become self-reliant adults, responsible community members, and loving parents," end quote. And I really could not agree anymore. I think it is so valuable to instill those lessons as early as possible. So you're listening to episode 124 of The Raw and the Cooked. I'm your host, Dara Boxer, and today we're going to discuss how to get your kids involved in household chores. Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Raw and the Cooked, a weekly podcast that provides simple routines around the home, plus raw and honest book reviews. My name is Dara. I'm a Midwestern stay-at-home mom to three young kids, and I thrive on simplicity. So before we get started, I did want to mention that I believe that is never too soon, nor is it ever too late to get your children involved in household chores. If your kid is like 9 and does almost nothing around the house, it is still not too late. Don't feel like there is no hope. And if your kid is only 2, don't think, oh, well, I'll start in a couple of years. There are age-appropriate things that your kid can do as early as 18 months. So I, again, believe that getting kids involved in housework really conveys a strong message that in this home, we're a team. Everyone has a responsibility and a job to do to ensure that we keep moving forward as a team, right? Like, this isn't just mom does all the cooking, all the cleaning, dad helps with, you know, whatever it is. Like, we all have jobs to do to make sure that everything, like, that the house doesn't burn down, right? Like someone has to help out. And as a member of the household, it is very important for kids to know very early on that they're important. Their jobs matter. What they do counts. And they're not just like freeloading little monsters. So anyway, as early as 18 months to 2 years old, that's really when you can start teaching them to put their toys back in baskets, books go back on the bookshelf when playtime is over, and like slowly adding more tasks from there. So I wanted to focus specifically on my 2 older kids, my 3 and my 5-year-old, and sort of just like kind of walk through what their chores look like in the morning, sometimes in the afternoon, and definitely at every mealtime, and of course in the evening. So I'll kind of walk you through that. And I do believe that they are age appropriate for my kids. There are definitely things we could add on, but I feel like for where we're at right now, we're like in a good place. So in the mornings, my older children are responsible when they get dressed in the morning for putting away their dirty pajamas in the laundry basket, ensuring that their overnight pull-up made it into the kitchen trash can. They are responsible for making sure that their hair is brushed, their teeth is brushed, and then more importantly, like wiping down the sink afterwards. We're still working on that one. It can be a little challenging. And speaking of clothes, I'm of course the one who washes and dries and folds their laundry every day. I'll leave them little piles in front of their closets, and they're responsible for putting away their own folded clothes each night. We expect them to help tidy up during resets before we leave the house or after lunch or what have you, and definitely before bed. They're in charge of tidying up their rooms, collecting any toys or whatever was scattered around the house during the day that was a part of their play. And after each meal, we expect our children to take their bowl, their plate, their cup, utensils, napkin, whatever it is that they use during a meal or a snack, up to the counter next to the sink for us to wash. And as they get older and can like actually reach the sink and like learn how to use a sponge and soap responsibly and load up a dishwasher, like that will absolutely get added in. But right now I wanted them to get in the habit of clearing their own place at the table after meals and snacks. And we recently added in the morning, make our beds to our morning chores, though similar to wiping down the counter, it's still sort of very hit or miss. It's a little hard for my older son. We recently switched them over to bunk beds, and I will admit, even I have a tough time making that bed. So we're still working on a solution for that. And if you keep running into trouble with your children at like specific times, like maybe it's getting ready for school or meal times or like finishing up homework or even at bedtime, there might be some sort of stumbling block or like road barrier in there. So I think really just pay attention to like what's happening during these chores. Like maybe are you giving them too much to do before getting out the door for school? Like, is there something you can take off of the morning routine and place it in the evening or when they get home from school? Or is it like too much after dinner because they're like tired and need to like just wind down and rest? So like really just pay attention to how the flow is going and where you keep running into resistance. And that's where you can make your tweaks. We do not have a housekeeper in our house. And so when it's just, you know, it's up to me to do all the vacuuming and the sweeping and the mopping and the scrubbing and the taking out the bathroom trash. And my kids are usually like within eyesight of me. And it's really good and important for them to see that I do this. I take care of our house. I take care of our stuff. And my husband does the same. He's, you know, cleaning out the kitchen every single night after dinner on his hands and knees, scrubbing the floor wherever our toddler made a disgusting mess. And it's just really great. And there are a lot of times my older son will want to help and, you know, unwind the vacuum cord, plug it in for me. We'll do a room together. He'll make sure everything is picked up off the floor. We'll move on to another area. He'll replug the vacuum in for me. And again, just slowly getting him involved. And, you know, he's still really small. He's only 3.5, but I don't doubt that one day that maybe vacuuming will become his responsibility. My daughter watches me wipe down the bathroom, spray the mirrors, take out the trash, like just do a little vacuum to get all the hair off the floor, right? Like these are all important things. And so it's really good to have a model for the kids to see. And so I just do very strongly believe that you do, and they very strongly want to emulate you and your behaviors and your values, right? Like there's that saying, like, don't do as I say, do as I do. So again, it's just really important to kind of like demonstrate that, like, I also fold my clothes or hang them up and put them away every single day after I do laundry. And, you know, mommy and daddy's room is always tidy, and we don't have like any random things on the floor, or like our nightstands are clear, right? Like I just think that like, it's just an important value to instill in your children. And I'm not saying it's like the end all be all, but like, just, I wanted to encourage you to have the courage to not pamper and overprotect your child. And sometimes there is going to be resistance and pushback and whining and nagging when you ask for like the 50th time to please tidy up the room, or like, did you brush your teeth? Or like, I still see like your dirty clothes and like in a pile on the floor, right? Like, just have the courage to make them uncomfortable, you know, even a little unhappy. But it's a chance that you're going to take, because the commitment to their growth and their development and their overall just becoming responsible human beings is so much more valuable than like just doing it for them. I feel like the more you do for your children, the more you will cripple them in life as adults, if that makes any sense. And I do believe it starts now. Again, you can start as early as 18 months. Like my youngest baby, we have like a little cleanup song. And he helps put things back in things, in baskets, in buckets, in whatever. And he's not, you know, he's not the greatest. He'll get like distracted or bored. But like that sense of repetition and that rhythm is there. And he knows that at the end of the day, we clean up and we tidy up. We put books back on the bookshelf. And it's kind of amazing to watch. We go to a baby gym class. And of course, you know, there's like play and then there's cleanup. And he's one of the very few babies that is like really into cleaning up all the stuff, which is wonderful. And it's just makes my heart really proud. So that's really all I have for you, is just to get your children involved. There was one period of time where I put together a little chore chart for our kids, just sort of like listed out what we do in order every day, you know, starting in the morning with like little pictures. They obviously can't read quite yet, but just like with little pictures for clues. And we would go down the list and they would have like a dry erase marker and they would check it off, and it was really great. But I think they just kind of got fed up with like checking it off at some point. So we don't even use the chore chart anymore because we don't even need it. And there's very little nagging and resistance. I mean, some days are crazy and they're just out of control and like have to be shepherded along for every single chore. But then there are other mornings and evenings that I come downstairs and they're already dressed and all of their morning chores are done. And it's like, what? Wow. Like, what amazing little creatures you've become. So it's just very encouraging. So this episode was just to kind of like encourage you if your kids are sort of like in that space. But again, even if you have a 7-year-old who doesn't do anything around the house, it's not too late to start slowly adding things on. I would love for them to start feeding the cats in the morning. However, our cats are super impatient, so I don't think that's going to work right now. But our plan for 2025 is backyard chickens, and I definitely want my children involved in that and, you know, getting into the process of like feeding and taking care of animals. So yeah, just another thing to think about. All right, guys, my throat is dying, so I'm going to have to sign off. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. And if you're on the path of totality, awesome. So cool. Please let me know where you went to view the eclipse. We're just super excited that it's like right here in our backyard here in St. Louis. So anyway, thank you guys so much, and we'll talk soon.